This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to have State Rep. Eric Lucero up with us in just a couple minutes here. Before we get to that, I want to hit a couple topics. But before we get to that, I want to point you over in making reference as to who we are and what it is that we do and what it is that we have been doing for the last 23 years. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Next month, we're going to actually be up in Michigan again, or down in Michigan again, forgive me. Also over to Ohio, then we're going to be in Tennessee. And how far that goes, I don't know yet. Maybe even Georgia. If you want to book us, now's the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do so. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies to the mainstream media. With that said, on the right side of the page, you'll see social media platforms. Go ahead and click onto the one that you see on the right. There's radio links as to where we're broadcasting into 135 different cities, even as we speak, and into 53 countries. You can click onto that one if you want to be access that, and as you're driving, so on and so forth. But if you're watching social media, just scroll up a little bit on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto it, and join us on social media platforms on Top Chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, up top left. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Now, if you want to call in at any time, friends, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me get to some of these topics, friends, because it is important that you see this just to show you how far big tech companies are going right now. And I'm going to read it off for those that are listening as well. But for those that can see, I want you to check this out. This is actually a post that we have posted right now. I'm going to pull that back up. Sorry about that. And then if you look at the post in which I'm highlighting here, it is a picture of a doctor holding a mask. And I'm talking about this one right here. And when you click onto the mask, what does it tell us? Now, I've shared this with you guys several times just over the last couple weeks. They don't work. Okay? I didn't say that. Those that manufacture the masks tell you that they don't work. Okay? It tells you will not provide any protection against COVID-19 coronavirus. Okay? It will not prevent other viruses or contaminants. That's what it says on the back of the manufacturer's box concerning the masks, okay? And there's also a little tag on these masks, too, just for the record, okay? Now, this is what Facebook did. They came in behind that post, and they said, partly false information. Partly false. So what Facebook is now doing, it's like Satan questioning Eve as to what God said. Remember, Satan said to Eve, hath God said, questioning the credibility. And what was he trying to do? He was trying to discredit the Lord by asking the question to the facts. Okay, and facts are stubborn things. They're not going to change, as does truth to matter response. And the enemy of our souls does not like that. Okay, and we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here in the first place. But my point is, look at how blatant these devils and his minions are and how they act. Put that up against John 8:44. They're saying that it's partly false information. And then what they do is they put right below that, they begin to get people to question the credibility of our site. Okay, this is how they do this. And it says, related stories to masks. Okay, fact check. U.S. Today, they're going and making reference to the mainstream media, friends, questioning anybody's, even the manufacturer's, content and quality and products. The mainstream media has a 94% ratio of people that do not believe them. But this is what the fact checkers are doing, and this tells us exactly why lawsuits are beginning to rain down on these big tech companies, friends. Because these fact checkers have zero credibility. Snopes has zero credibility. As a matter of fact, Snopes is a CIA operation, for those that did not know. But notice how the fact checkers also make, or always go back and make reference to that of mainstream media, U.S. Today, Politico Fact. I can't make this up. But this is how they are doing what they're doing. Again, they have no credibility, but they want to get you to question people's credibility. That's what this is all about. Now, let's go back to the mask, because News Wars, and I can't play the audio because there's expletives in it, and I'm not going to play that for you, but I will play the audio, okay? It's a disturbing video out of Canada showing a group of masked, not police officers, not security guards, but it shows a group of masked tire shop employees chasing, assaulting, and tackling a customer without a mask, in the latest example of what COVID-19 mask hysteria will become if the American people don't wake up as to what's going on here. Check this out, friends, for those that can see it, okay? We're watching a video right now where an individual walked inside of a store without a mask in Canada. He's being surrounded now by tire shop workers for not wearing a mask. There's not one, there's not two, there's three, four, five of them now coming after him. He's saying, get your hands off me. Now here comes a sixth one. Now someone's bringing in a pair of handcuffs, okay? Now, keep in mind, the manufacturers say they don't prevent disease. But over in Canada, apparently they still haven't got the meme, or the meme, okay? And I'm watching six men tackle this individual because he does not have a mask on his face. Excuse me. Do they have a mask on their face? Absolutely. One guy's even going so far as to choke the customer, where the customer says, I cannot breathe. Now, does anybody question as to where this may go if people don't wise up to what's going on here? Notice how we're attacking each other, friends, instead of dealing with lawfully concerning the bad guys. Okay? The American people, the people in Canada, people on a global scale that are going along with this agenda, I want to remind you of something. You're being laughed at. You're becoming a joke. Because of the useful idiots that believe the propaganda so far as to go and tackle someone that's not going along with this pretended authority, Americans, we need to wake up while we still have the freedom to do so. We're going to come right back. Rep. Eric Lucero with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We got a guest right now, state legislator, state representative, forgive me, Eric Lucero from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the show, friend. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to join you again.
Absolutely. I totally appreciate you, Eric, and if that wasn't the case, we definitely wouldn't have you back. So a big high five to you. And, again, we appreciate your time and what you do. Eric, what I want to do is I just want to throw some questions out there really quick. If there's anything that you want to throw out there, please add to the conversation in any way that you would. I want to encourage the people because I want to bring about a lawful reformation. I don't want revolution. I want a reformation. And in saying that, I also want to make it applicable to what's going on across the country because we have 135 cities listening to us right now across America. And I know that what happens in many cases here is probably happening in several states across the United States as well. So I'll go ahead and shoot away concerning one of the questions, one of the main questions I wanted to ask you. How is it that I think we've been going now, what, for 11, 12 months concerning this whole pandemic? And interestingly enough, what we see across the country is governors coming up with these executive orders, which are in fact not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. For example, South Dakota governor said, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They are attacking our religious freedoms. And then I ask the question, what is it that people don't understand? So I guess I would ask you, Eric Lucero, where are these governors getting this unlimited authority to go ahead and attempt to implement their unconstitutional orders at will through forced compliance on the people in this country?
Well, you are spot on. We are nearing the one-year anniversary of the 14-day flatten the curve. Just think about that. We're nearing the one-year anniversary, at least in Minnesota here, it was the 14-day yep. flatten the curve. And in terms of your question, where are they getting the authority? Well, they're not.
Exactly.
They are counting on the media to block information from social media, from deplatforming or removing accounts from those that might share information. They are counting on the those and their friends, their allies in academia to continue to promote false information or withhold truth. They are counting on their allies to promote this agenda. And Supreme Courts, like in Minnesota, that are governed by, have a majority of progressive leftists, of statewide office holders in many of these states to simply uphold or look away, and or the courts to dismiss. And one, just one example, so when courts, let's talk about like the election, for example. I know your question was on the lockdown, but in regards to the election, how many times have we seen headlines by either legacy media or social media, something to the effect of courts have dismissed dozens or ruled against President Trump or Republicans in dozens of cases, right? Well, that isn't the case. What's happened is these court cases have been dismissed based on administrative procedures like standing or it passed deadlines, things like that. They haven't ruled on the merits. But what happens is the media promotes false information,
yep,
and people are then believing it. So in the case of the lockdowns, they're counting on these progressive big government types are counting on information suppression.
Okay. Well, let me bring this into the equation, okay? Because and I think we tapped into this just a little bit last time we had you, Eric Lucero, was the fact that when John Adams came about, he gave us a warning back in the 1800s. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of our Constitution, Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in concerting measures in opposition to each other. He said, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So what needs to be begged here as far as the next question goes, there's a right-left paradigm. Okay, and one thing I'd like to say here, and I'm talking to a state rep, friends. I just want to make sure everybody's clear as to who I'm talking about, or to Eric Lucero, a representative out of the state of Minnesota. So when we're talking about the right-left paradigm, this is what we've been inundated with, only to divide the American people so they can conquer, and that lines up with Mark 3:25. If the Republicans that are sold to the American people are the good guys, Eric, why is there something called the left, namely the Democrats, because we know that they're acting outside of their scope of authorities? And this is what I like to say. If the right is doing the right thing all the time, Eric, then why is it that we have a left?
Because, unfortunately, there are those that have a frame of mind or a worldview where they believe that our individual liberty comes from outside of government, that it comes from our Creator, right?
Yep.
That each and every one of us is bestowed upon us with individual liberty. If you have that worldview, you then gravitate towards a mindset of empowerment, independence, and wanting to self-determine the outcome of not only your life, but setting the stage through education, and everything that's involved in rearing children so that one's children can be, have similar empowerment and individual choices.
Let me just add something right into that, because I want to go along with your train of thought as you throw them out concerning the questions that I want to kind of throw in there, or my answers that I would want to throw in there. You know, it is true, our rights come from God. It tells us that in the Declaration of Independence. There's four references to our Creator, to the Supreme Judge of the world, so on and so forth. We understand that, and we also understand in the Declaration of Independence that those that serve us derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. What we see today is a bunch of individuals calling themselves representatives that are declaring to us they're going to act outside of their scope of authority. Delegated authority was never given to them by the people, but they go ahead, they overreach, they act outside of their scope of authority, which means they're outlaws. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, when we look at those people that you said, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, we have to believe a certain way or not, there's those that do and there's those that don't, is what I'm gathering from your answer. How is it that they put their hand on the Bible? How is it that they all, when putting their hand on the Bible, swear to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and yet we have a right-left paradigm here? We're all swearing the same oath if we're going to represent the people, but we see that they do that, but once they get in office, they act outside of the scope of what they promised to do concerning their oaths.
because they don't believe it in their heart. You know, Christ told us on the Sermon on the Mount, you have the Old Testament, which speaks about the outward actions, the physical actions of what is right and what is wrong. But then Christ takes it to the next level, and he says, you know what? It's not just the action of adultery or murder. He moves a decimal point over and says, it occurs in the heart.
Yeah.
And if you have hatred, that is a heart issue, and it's the equivalent of murder. If
yeah.
you have lustful thoughts, that's the equivalent of adultery.
Yep.
So when you refer to people that put their hands on the Bible and they go through the motions, those are the external actions, but they don't believe it in their heart.
But what begs the question are the people that do believe it, do they believe in the rule of law? Because if they do believe in the rule of law, then what they would do is they would rightly condemn those that don't believe in the rule of law. When a cop pulls somebody over for breaking the law, he doesn't ask if they love the law, if they agree with the law, whatever the case is. He's there to enforce the law. And the good guys in government, it seems like the bad guys can do what they want. But we don't see any strength in those that call themselves the good guys, Eric. This is the reoccurring thing that the people hear. We just heard it during the break. We hear Ted Cruz sitting there talking all big and bad. He's nothing more than an appeaser, just like Jason Chaffetz, Jim Jordan, Daryl Issa. The list goes on. They talk big, but nothing's ever done. And the message to the American people is our said representatives, for some reason or another, can get away with doing the wrong thing, but the good guys can never get away with doing the right thing.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
It's a conundrum, man. It's, you know, I'm at a loss for words on that particular aspect, but there were so many things that I don't have a pen in front of me. I should actually get a pen.
No, Eric, listen, and I'm not trying to get you in. I got you questions. I consider you a friend, man, and I am glad that you were there. But when you're talking about these certain issues, I just want to close in for the lawful condemnation or judgment upon the heads of those that act outside, of their authority that's been given. Okay.
Here's what I was going to say. The train of thought is, we're familiar with the phrase, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game, right?
Okay.
Generally speaking, those that are on, that are right-leaning, we actually believe that. We believe process matters. But the other side doesn't believe that. They believe a philosophy, it doesn't matter how you play the game, it matters if you win or lose.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do whatever it takes to achieve their objective. But at the same time, we're fighting back by trying to stay within the lines, to follow the law, to be within the boundaries.
Yep, and I totally agree with you. Folks, talking to State Representative Eric Lucero, a friend of the ministries. He's a good guy, friends. Just having a conversation going back as to what applies to all of us in the United States of America. Though we're in Minnesota, folks, we're making this a national message, so it applies to everybody that's listening even now. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back with Eric.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are on the wrong track with their sweeping stimulus package. McCarthy telling reporters the measure should be more focused on getting schools fully opened as soon as possible. McCarthy also saying Democrats are filling the bill with things that are unrelated to the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Today, Democrats will have to go on the record. Do they support this money going to Nancy Pelosi's subway, or will they do the right thing and spend the money on resources for kids who are suffering from school closures because of COVID?
An FDA advisory committee is discussing emergency use authorization for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. President Biden in Houston, Texas, talking with state and local officials after a devastating cold snap and storms last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says declines in new cases of the coronavirus may be stalling. Telling reporters at a briefing on Friday, the situation is tenuous and arguing that now is not the time to relax restrictions. Walensky also sounding more warnings about the growth of virus mutations or variants. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci has concerns about variants. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci also NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci has concerns about variants. A top North Texas energy provider expects to lose at least $900 million following last week's winter storms. Vistra Corporation telling investors today details are still being finalized and the loss is expected to be a one-time adverse hit. The Irving-based company cites outstanding pricing, load, and potential Texas corrective action as the reasons for the loss. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the social media platforms. You can watch us. If you want to listen to us, the links for radio there, broadcasting into 135 cities, as well as 53 countries, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe or go over to Before It's News. We're on the front page there. Go ahead and click on. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you're going to have to hold just for a moment, but if you'd like to throw in something concerning the conversation, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we have our friend Eric Lucero online with us right now. He's a representative from Minnesota. And I want to tell you something, too, because this isn't, you know, diplomatic radio at all. If I didn't like this guy, we would be going at it right now in a really, in almost a graphic way, visually. And I'm saying that because I don't really, listen, I got fish that are black and white, and that's how I see everything in my life. I really do. And if I agree with it, great. If it holds to the Constitution and the Word of God, not in that order, we're going to hold to it. And so Eric Lucero is tried and true. I've seen the guy stand over and over and over again. And I got to tell you, when I first seen him out there, and I got to tell you, Eric, I was really surprised that we had someone like you in the People's White House, People's Capitol here. And I'm really surprised, and maybe you can correct me with my next statement, but I'm really surprised that you have not been polarized and demonized by the mainstream media here in the state of Minnesota.
Well, one of the things that I'm actually surprised just as you are, but I think what I've said so many things and done so many things, but they don't seem to report on it. But you know what? That's fine because I'm continuing to advocate for the truth. And I think what they realize is if they try to come after me, I'm not going to back down.
Amen.
Because I don't care if I don't get reelected. I am speaking for the truth. I have a private sector job in cybersecurity. It is a true sacrifice for me to do this. If they choose to come after me and defeat me, I will ride off into the sunset and go back and do cybersecurity.
Well, that's not what we want. Yeah, that's not what we want you to do, Eric. I mean, we need more people inside of government right now. As a matter of fact, even in the state of Minnesota, kind of jumping off and segueing into something in parallel to what you're talking about now, it's an understanding of mine that 25% of the police force have already basically resigned and left. It's like, we don't need people leaving. Man, if you look at scripture and you look at what the Lord did when he led men to do his will, it was to lead them to the fight, not to run or capitulate from the fight, Psalm 78, verse 9. So we're definitely not wanting that to happen. And listen, Eric, people are supporting you across the state. And just for the record, that's the last thing we want to happen here, because the more they attack, if you remember right when they went after Michelle Bachmann, and I don't want to give away too many secrets here, but the more they attacked Michelle Bachmann, Eric, the bigger her fan base became and her supporters concerning her constituents. So, you know, like the Bible tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus said, hey, bear your cross until the end. And he said, then you're going to understand the power of God unto salvation. That's through bearing the cross, not without.
And that was the point I was leading up to, which is, I have liberty because I'm not focused on some political career
Amen.
Advancement. I have no interest.
Yep.
And because I have my focus is the here and now, it allows me to be bold for the truth right now, not concerning some political maneuvers that I need to do now for some future aspiration.
Amen. Amen. And that perfect answer really, truly was. Let me go back to the conversation we had during the last segment. I was making the point that the American people want justice. And we have provision in the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, where it's not just to impeach those that are violating their oaths, even to the smallest of misdemeanors. Okay, that's Article 2, Section 4, impeachment. And then once they're impeached, they need to be prosecuted. Why have we not seen the prosecutions, nor in many cases have we seen the impeachments? We have seen recall efforts being made right now. As a matter of fact, I think Newsom's about ready to fall into the hole that he himself has dug. But why are we not seeing more of that from inside of the capitals across the United States of America? Impeachments and prosecutions.
I can't speak for other states, but it is dumbfounding. It is dumbfounding because we in Minnesota are the only state in the nation that has a split legislature, where we have a Democrat-led House and a Republican-led Senate. So I can speak for Minnesota in terms of legislative action. As we've seen, I think we've taken 12 votes now, 12 votes to end the peacetime emergency in Minnesota, but the Democrat House has blocked it every single time.
Yeah.
As for other states that have Republican majorities, it is incredibly disappointing. And why action is not being taken when it should. If there's a Democrat governor that is abusing power and stepping outside the bounds of the Constitution, they absolutely should be exercising courage and boldness, because you know what? Courage is contagious.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk. Let's go back to that point that we were making concerning the last segment. And if a cop, for example, catches someone committing a crime, the last thing the cop does is stop and ask him what he believes, right? He's just there to enforce the law against the one committing the crimes. So let's go back to the Republicans versus the Democrats, which is completely unconstitutional, by the way, as is their 98 other party affiliations that are unconstitutional. But why is it that the good guys keep capitulating? Why do they keep giving up more and more of our God-given rights to those that the American people know are violating the Constitution and their sworn oaths? Why are they giving it up?
I don't think there's a single answer to that. I can give a couple contributing factors that
I've
observed.
Please.
Number one, I've witnessed my colleagues place a greater priority in not offending other Republicans than they are to fighting for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that causes somebody to pause and not be as courageous. In other words, again, the priority, in my opinion, is misplaced in wanting to maintain relationships or not make people mad rather than being bold for the truth and offending people.
Yeah.
That's a contributing factor.
Diplomacy.
Another contributing factor is
yep.
when we just said there are people that crave power, and in order to achieve their ever crave for power, they make decisions today that would maneuver them in a better position for some future aspiration. So that's another reason why people or influences people's decisions. You know, those are true contributing factors, and the list goes on and on. Why don't you see Republicans taking action? It's frustrating.
This really is why.
I'll tell you one thing I saw yesterday or heard yesterday that the so supposedly we have six members on the United States Supreme Court, a 63 majority. Well, here they are. They dismissing. And I heard somebody from one think tank being interviewed on the radio. The Supreme Court dismissed a case as a moot point in terms of the U.S. Constitution delegates the authority to create state election law to each state's legislature. But you saw in state after state, office holders, non-members of the legislature, usurp the legislative authority given to them by the Constitution to unilaterally change election law. That was the case that was before the Supreme Court, and they dismissed it, saying it was a moot point. Incredibly frustrating that that is an example of capitulating. We should. Why didn't they take it? Why didn't we fight?
Well, what do you suppose is going to happen when the American people actually understand that, you know, there was a whole lot of men from World War One, and just taking it from my family's military history, from World War One all the way to Vietnam, I come from a military family, and Eric, a whole lot of men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution with their sacrifice, their blood, their loss to give us the freedoms that we have today. And it's absolutely amazing to me, my friend, that our military, our family members can go over to other countries and fight against tyrants there, but somehow or another, the up-and-comings believe that government here can go ahead and do at will what they so choose. And it's interesting, we're now so desensitized, many people are in this country, to actually believe that this government, the incumbent, those that serve we the people, have a right to desecrate the blood that gave us the freedom in the first place. And when the American people wake up to the fact that someone actually sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have, they're going to stand up against the tyranny, not over in a third world country, but here in America. And I believe that's what the American people need to see, is the fact that there was a cross. And I'm not just talking about a natural. I'm talking about Calvary. And if Jesus Christ died on the cross as the propitiation for the sins of the world, well, the Bible says that we're to take vengeance otherwise in 2 Corinthians 7:10. And we're to live unto him who died for us. We've got this completely backwards, but when you begin to show people the price paid for their liberties, they're not going to tolerate what they they're tolerating today. And I think that's more than not the missing element in this conversation is people. We need to ship them all over to Arlington Cemetery, Eric, and show them the price paid for our freedom, so we can put a stop to the corruption that we see in government, because that's not what they're there for.
100%. Freedom isn't free as we know, and I call it the curse of success. What we're witnessing here in observing a dumbed-down generation, or generations at this point, that have been decoupled from history. The curse of success. For all intents and purposes, we've had more than 50 years of prosperity in this country. It's a first-world problem that we're having conversations about. You know, my preferred gender is him or her or his or whatever they're doing now. That's a first world problem. It's an example of the curse of success when the rest of the world is fighting for true violations of liberty. And because we've been so successful in this country, we've been, the next generation hasn't been taught, as you described, those that have fought and given their lives and much sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy today. And I sincerely hope that you are correct, that people are going to wake up. But the left, the progressive, hardcore Democrats are counting on people continuing to be distracted and division.
That's
because
right.
Division is weakness.
That's right. I got you for one more segment. Eric Lucero, state rep from Minnesota, a friend of the ministry's friends. And if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over and check us out on social media platforms if you want to call in. I have Eric for one more segment. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dan Pilla is actually a friend of ours, and that guy is a kick in the pants. He's the real deal. Just for the record, not my sponsor. Just wanted to let you know Dan's a really cool guy. Friends, we got State Representative Eric Lucero with us. And Eric, we started the conversation out talking about what's going on across the United States of America. It's my understanding that we had 9 governors that didn't go along with what the federal government was doing concerning this pandemic, as they call it. And I highlighted the fact that South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They are attacks, and they are attacking our religious freedoms. Now, we've already hit on that just a little bit, but I also want to highlight the fact that Eric, over and over and over and over again, even including the Supreme Court at one point, told the people across the United States that what the governors are doing is completely unconstitutional. We can look over in Michigan concerning Gretchen. The governor over there, I'm thinking of her last name. I'm sorry, forgive me. I call her Jezebel. That's probably what the problem is. But the fact of the matter is the Michigan Supreme Court has stood up several times, as a matter of fact, on 2 different occasions, and told the people in the state of Michigan she does not have the constitutional authority to implement the things that she's implementing right now. And then we had a federal judge in particular, I believe it was in North Carolina, that said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Well, Eric, then the question that needs to be proposed to all of us here is, then why are Americans going along with it? And we already came to the conclusion that, well, Americans are adding strength to tyranny by going along with that which is untrue. Well, then, Eric, give us the remedy.
I don't have an easy remedy except for truth.
But resistance.
People are being denied the truth. You know, you and I and others, it's in the totality of things, it's only a remnant of people that are actually paying attention. Unfortunately, with things like alternative media, like what we're on right now. But the vast majority of people are not tuned in, not paying attention. They consume information from the large controlled legacy media or social media that is complicit with this. And they don't even have access to alternative forms of information that hasn't been filtered and part of essentially a Democrat agenda. The first and foremost, the first step is people need to know the truth and they need to know the consequences of the path that we are on.
How far is the governor going to go? Let's just go to Minnesota really quick. How far do you see this governor willing to go? And I got the answer, but I want to see what your answer is.
I will not be surprised if this goes on for at least the rest, this quote-unquote peacetime emergency, goes on for at least the rest of 2021. I will not be surprised if we continue to see a movement of the goalposts. We see a conditioning of people, and they're continuing to push and push and push, and people are unfortunately, many are accepting it. The majority are accepting it and going along with it. And then there, as in your opening comment, public is being used, being pitted against each other. People are being used to pressure or tattle or go after. You were speaking about the video in Canada, right?
Yep.
Things like that, shaming, pressure, conformity is happening. And that's how people are being pushed into the direction that we're going.
Yeah, well, again, let's go back into the inside of the state of Minnesota here in the Capitol, because I suspect it's probably happening across the country. Is there legitimate outrage from representatives inside of the Capitol concerning what's going on with the governor in this state right now?
Absolutely. We have had a number of scathing floor speeches on the Minnesota House. But in order for people to hear them, it has to be either printed in paper, it has to be shared on social media, or it has to be broadcast on television. But guess what? All three of those forms of media are blocking access to information, so people aren't even hearing or seeing what's happening. Therefore, they're not being inspired by words that are being said, and therefore, because they're not hearing, hence they're not inspired, and then hence they're not able to take action. And I'll say one more point. There was, in every state, in my understanding, there was a group called Minnesota Rising, a Facebook group.
Yep.
And in Minnesota here, there was over 25,000 members of like-minded individuals that were similarly inspired / frustrated and willing to take action and do things on a local level. But guess what? With a flip of a switch, Facebook deletes the whole group.
Yep.
It's gone.
Yep.
And so now you have 25,000 like-minded individuals that are no longer able to communicate, share ideas, and coordinate. That is what I mean when I say there's an impediment to coordinating, sharing, and taking action.
Yeah, do you remember in the book of Exodus, Eric, listeners, where the more Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied? See, I know what we see, and I know what the mainstream media means to omit, what they want in front of us, what they don't want in front of us. I understand the game, okay? I really honestly do. But what's interesting to me is on the grassroots level, Their people are on the fringe, Eric. They've had it. And I'm not talking about weird. I'm talking about they're going to begin to civilly stand up and disobey and resist and defy. And if they keep pushing the envelope, sooner or later, history teaches us you can only oppress a people for so long. These people better wake up to what's going on, because they have forgotten their place, that they work for we the people. And it's for and it's for the people in this country to be the strength of the Constitution, Thomas Edison said.
Earlier I made a comment that it is a remnant of people that have access to alternative forms of media or are paying attention, right?
Yep.
But that might be a discouraging statement, but here's an encouraging statement. The history of the world demonstrates that it is a remnant of people that has changed the course of history.
That's right.
Take our own American Revolution, for example.
Amen.
It wasn't a majority of people. It was a remnant of people willing to take action and be bold for the truth.
Yep. Amen. And God blessed it. Less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, and the Lord used them to give us what we have 245 years later. And now we're dealing with less than 3% of the population that's being used to judge us, Eric, because there is 55 judgments to 15 blessings. And the Americans have it so upside down because of what they're seeing from the pulpits in America today. I'm sorry, if they're even getting anything from the pulpits today, because what we've seen for the last year is who the professors are submitted to, and it isn't Jesus Christ in so many different ways. I got another question for you, because I got you for about three more minutes, Eric. Why does the governor have a fence around the Capitol? I'm
amazing,
being funny, but
it?
Yes, it is.
It's you know, I'm laughing, not ha-ha, but in, out of absurdity.
Yep.
Think about that. It's a fence. The only thing missing is barbed wire facing outwards, right, to prevent people from preventing the governed from getting into the very Capitol, the people's house, right?
Yep.
So why does he have a fence there? Why has he refused to take it down? Well, the reality is it's the left that has been playing footsie with the anarchists and those that seek to do damage, both physically and mental damage. And they are now stuck in a position where because they played footsie and they've coddled up to this crowd, these thugs, these criminal thugs, they have now created a monster
that's
that is empowered. They're emboldened to attack police stations, to burn down cities, and even go after our own capital.
So what you're saying is they're back. It's backfiring is what you're saying, Eric.
Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is. That's right. It's just like playing with fire, man. You play long enough, sooner or later, you're going to get burned. And it's exactly what I'm trying to prevent right now. This is why we're calling for reformation. We've got two more minutes, Eric Lucero, state rep out of the state of Minnesota here. We're talking on a national level, but we are talking about local issues, which apply on a national level. Eric, I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes, and I want you to share with the people. I want to be an encouragement. I want to empower them. What would you suggest to the people across the country as to what they should do in dealing with the issues that we're dealing with here in the state of Minnesota?
What you should do is, first and foremost, don't get discouraged, number one. Because if that's what they want. They want people to be discouraged because then they won't take action. They won't be motivated. But be encouraged. Talk to people. Just because it's being promoted on the media and that's all you're hearing, that is not the majority.
That's right.
The majority of people, they want to work hard. They want to live by values that are family values and promoting truth. And so be encouraged, number one. Number two, continue to talk to people despite the efforts of the mainstream media and social media to interfere with that. Number three, organize. Continue to organize. And that means whether it be in your neighborhood or whether it be at your church to prevent or to get the truth out. Now, on that note, for example, tomorrow I am combining with a pastor from the area, and we're doing a faith and freedom because the two are inseparably linked, faith and freedom. Where we have our first church tomorrow. My understanding is there's going to be over 250 people there.
Amen.
And we're going to continue this at multiple churches to get the truth out to encourage people.
What time is that, Eric? What time?
That is at 6 o'clock, and it is in Malacca, and I don't have the name of the church right offhand, but it is Malacca area,
okay.
Northern Twin Cities.
Totally appreciate you, Eric.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.